Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of my podcast friends. I am in the 8th chapter of John, and we have arrived at one of the watershed moments in the Gospels. One of those verses that are bigger than I don't want to say this in a bad way. It's the only way I really know how to say it. If it's bad, I'm sorry. They're bigger than the Bible. And what I mean by that is people know some verses that don't know any Bible. They're bigger than the framework of the Bible. John 8:32 is one of a handful of passages from the book of John alone that might be bigger than the Bible. It transcends just knowing theology. It starts to run over into understanding the beauty of human language, the beauty of the realm of the spirit, the enjoyment of English literature, all of those things. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. It's a statement that Jesus makes specifically to people who believe in him. This is not an argument to the Pharisees, because the 31st verse says, he said to those Jews who believed him. And then in 32, you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. In John 14, he calls himself the way, the truth, the life. In John 1:17, the author of John calls Moses, the law was given by Moses. Hear this. Grace and, here's the key word, truth came by Jesus. If grace and truth came by Jesus, we've talked about how that is superior to just the law being given by Moses. Jesus calls himself the way, the truth, the life. And then in between those, because grace and truth is John 1, way, the truth, the life is John 14. In between that, John 8, he says, you shall know the truth will make you free. Then Jesus is saying to those who believe in him, I am the truth, and as you know me, you become free. You shall know the truth, and in knowing that truth, you are made free. This is a progression. This is something that you walk into a little bit more every day. It's not just knowing a truth. It's learning to know the truth. And as you know the truth, that truth makes you free. Makes you free from what? Well, it makes you free from deceit. It makes you free from the lie of this dimension. It makes you free from the condemnation of living. It makes you free from the bondage of religion. It sets you free into knowing that God loves you, that God is not angry with you, that a price has been paid for you. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Why does he say it to them, you shall know it? Because Jesus was on his way to the cross. And at the cross, he would finish the work. And in finishing the work, he would provide truth to man that had never been provided to them before. And Jesus is promising them in John 8 and 32 that you are going to grow into that truth. And as you grow into that truth is going to make you free. It's going to do something in you that's never been done before. True freedom, not from a king giving you freedom, not from a country giving you freedom, but freedom from the inside out. What an incredible proposition that you would have the kind of liberty that is afforded not by swords and spears, but by a finished work, a progressive truth. And so I'm always a little bit shy from people saying, well, I learned the truth, and that changed my life forever. And I always think, well, I know what they mean. They mean they met Jesus, and that changed their life forever. But you're learning truth. You didn't just learn truth. You're learning more of him. You don't know everything about him yet. And the more you learn about him, the more you realize that you're – here's what you'll realize. The more you learn about him, not – it won't be the more you go into bondage. The more you learn about him, the more you'll get free. So I never really believe it when people say, well, I'm learning more truth, and yet you watch their life and they're getting more miserable. They're getting more religious. They're getting more in bondage. They can't have met the truth, because the truth can't do anything but make you free. It's a progression of freedom, a progression of liberty. The chain should actually fall off of you, not go on you. If they're going on you, you didn't learn truth, you learned religion. But as they fall off of you, you are walking in the freedom that comes by growing in the truth. I say to you, go and grow in the truth of Jesus today. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.